95 KGG Yo Des Moines Classic Rock, Jeremy Jacobs here. Very excited, happy to welcome on the line frontman, or one of the frontmen, if you will, for the incomparable Hairball, Patrick Stone. Patrick, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us here, the members of the KGGO Rock and Roll Air Force. Very excited for the big show coming to town Saturday night.
Jeremy, thanks for having me, man. Des Moines, here we come!
Oh, the excitement there is palpable. I'm glad that you're fired up as well. Going to be bringing the Balls to the Walls tour this Saturday night over to the Vibrant Music Hall. Very excited to see what you guys can do inside of that venue. It's new. It's state-of-the-art. All the lights, all the sounds. I can't wait to see what the stage show is going to look like with you guys.
Now, apparently, we're allowed to blow some stuff up, so get ready to just be completely woed, because I'm woed every time we blow stuff up, so I'm excited.
Anytime we can sneak pyrotechnics in, I am a huge fan. All for it. Patrick, I'm doing some reading, looking online. You know, I've seen you guys a handful of times. Always a different show every time I, get on out to see you guys. Is there anything, any song that you haven't had an opportunity to perform with Hairball yet that you're kind of keep going, hey, guys, can we do this one? I'd like to do this one.
Oh, yeah, we're constantly doing that. We're constantly upping the game. We're always constantly trying to make sure that we don't give anyone that's seen the show before the same show twice. So we're constantly adding new songs and new characters. We tried out one at Halloween last year. We did a little bit of Led Zepp. And then since then, I've really gotten the costume all set and ready to go. So I'm dying to debut that character, full-blown debut. So that should be sneaking into the set list. It could be any night. You never know what we're going to pull in. But with all the attention that rock and roll had at the Grammys this weekend, we're looking to do some more Aussie songs. The Stranger Things, bringing Prince back. I mean, it's just rock and roll is so on fire right now. It's such a blessing to be in the seat that we're driving in today, because everybody's just pumped up to see it. We really, do our best to deliver those performances. So it's just the best.
Oh, absolutely. And I love, like you had mentioned, the Grammys and seeing what, rock music has done, over the past couple of years. Never kick us when you're down and you say rock and roll is dead. Here we come right back. And Hairball is a big part of that, right now. So I want to, tip a cap to you guys for being a part of continuing to share this music with, younger and younger generations.
Yeah, that's probably the coolest thing, I think, that comes with the gig, is looking out in the front row and seeing kids that are hardly tall enough to stand up past the barrier there. Anyone from 6 years old to 16 to 18, and sometimes I'll be thinking, God, what's the lyric? Am I going to remember the lyric? And I look out and some 14-year-old kid is singing the lyrics, note for note, word for word, and I'm just like, oh, I'll just copy him. And then it just blows your mind that generation is picking up on this great stuff.
Oh, I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. On the line with me right now, Patrick Stone from Hairball. They've got a huge show coming to town this Saturday night over at the Vibrant Music Hall. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Also got all the details over at KGGO.com. Patrick, I wanted to know what it's kind of like for you as a performer to not only have to go out on stage, you come off, you're changing costumes, you're changing wardrobes, you're getting fit for the next one. What's that process like to not only go through the costume change, but then mentally sort of get yourself, in character from one to another, because the vocal range here that you're hitting out there on a regular show is outstanding.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely a metamorphosis constantly, about six different metamorphoses per night. sometimes I'm doing up to six characters in an evening, or five or whatever, but imagine a transition going from... It's funny, it's like method acting in a way, because you put on the outfit and then you start to feel that front man from that era, and it is a trip. It's like going from David Lee Roth to Ozzy Osbourne is two completely different characters. You think, oh, it's all rock and roll, but one guy was sleeping with 10 women a day and didn't give a shit, and then the other guy was who knows what the other guy was thinking, but and then you try to throw an English accent on there for Ozzy and just try to sound just like him and move just like him. And on top of that, just changing your clothes and the makeup within the time limit you're given in between, the two characters that are going to come between you and the last performance you did, is just a little bit excruciating sometimes. Sometimes you're just barely getting on that last piece of the costume as you're running out and just hoping it's in the right place.
That is wild. I could not imagine just having to go from one to the other. I do want to know, inside, the band internally, is there any bit of sort of one upsmanship between you and some of the other vocalists? Is there a, hey, go out there and top that, I crushed it tonight? Any bit of a little friendly rivalry there?
I don't. I, you know, being the newest guy, you know, I've got this, real excitement to it that probably the other guys have let dull down a little bit. They're a little bit more professional about it, maybe. They're just calm, you know.
Yeah.
The thing that pisses me off the most is both Chris and Dave are just these guys that were born with voices. They don't do any warm-ups. They never took any lessons. They sound perfect. You know, you could wake them up in the middle of the night, and they'll start singing perfectly. And I'm this guy that's got to do a lot of warm-ups and warm-downs just to preserve my voice and sound like a singer when I walk out on stage. So I'm very jealous of those two. So I'm just constantly trying to keep up with them, honestly. But, every time I try to, get them to just see like, where we could make it bigger and better, they just kind of laugh. And then sometimes we have screens, like these big screens that go up on each side of the stage, and I'm able to watch them as they're out there. And I just realize that, I'm just talking to guys that don't need to hear it. They've got their show down. They're total pros. I'm the guy that's trying to live up to something, fill some shoes.
Oh, I exactly know how that goes here, working with the Heritage Classic Rock radio station. You know, the guy that goes on there before me was the guy I grew up listening to on this radio station. So definitely able to sort of relate to you on that one. You know, I talked about, some of the different things that you guys throw out there, and you talk about things that you have mentioned to the other guys about adding to the show. Is there anything that's just been shot down? Anything that you've been like, hey, I'd love to do this, and they just go, no, we're not touching that one?
Sometimes I think it, I remember, I'm not sure exactly, let me think, what it would have been that I brought up. Sometimes it's just a song or something, and like I got all hyped up again because like Stranger Things brought Prince back, so I'm trying to push the guys while that wave is so big, everybody's surfing it, and it's like if we came up, I think the youngest generation that watches that show would really be blown away if we brought that song back into the set. But then it takes a couple weeks to make sure that we got everything right before we can debut something, so there's a lot of anticipation and anxiety trying to get the song right in time. But as far as anything being shot down, I don't know. We all really take in each other's ideas to heart, and we try to make each other happy as much as possible. So eventually I think all of the ideas get implemented.
Oh, I love it. And I love that, like you said right there, the process that you guys take, to make sure that you've got the parts nailed. Like, this isn't just any of the run-of-the-mill, tribute act getting up there and, we're going to play some songs. And yeah, it's going to sound close enough. If you've never been to a hairball show, you are in for a real treat. Because sometimes I always joke, I'm like, if I just squint, you guys are perfect. It's like being there watching GNR, watching all these guys. So it's going to be a fun time this Saturday night going down at the Vibrant Music Hall. Hairball brings the Balls to the Walls tour. Want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us here at the KGGO Rock and Roll Air Force here in Des Moines, and looking forward to an amazing show Saturday night.
Jeremy, thank you so much. We'll see you there, man. We're going to kick some ass.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Going to have a good one.